Welcome to our Bible study today. We're going to talk about the day we actually go up to heaven. It says that the dead in Christ will raise first, and then those who of us are left will come after that. And you know, Jesus went up to the sky on a white cloud. I'm not perfect about some of the Bible verses and how I remember all this, but I want to tell you what I think about what's going to happen. Your family and your relatives are already up there, and they're waiting for you to come there. And I believe that it's possible we're going to go up there because it says we'll rise and meet him in the sky. Maybe we'll be on a cloud. Maybe we'll be on a walkway or something. But we're going to be on our way up to heaven. And someday on the way, we'll be able to touch the sky and the clouds as we rise up to heaven, perhaps on this white cloud. We'll be able to pass all this on the way to eternity, and pretty soon we'll be completely out of this world. Your sins are forgiven, your family wants you to come home. You can be free from worry. You don't have to worry about what's going on down here. You're already done with this. You're going up to heaven, you're going to get your reward. There's no more time for you to do anything else down here, so you don't have to worry about that. Jesus wants you to come home. Your family's waiting for you at the door of the heaven. It's very important that you know that you're a sinner and that you need to be forgiven. It says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So you need to admit you're a sinner. And today we're going to talk about this because you need to make sure you're saved, and it isn't very complicated to get saved. It's about like getting a driver's license. It's even easier than that. So the first thing you need to do is admit you're a sinner. The second thing you need to do is be willing to turn from that sin. That means you got to turn from that sin. If you're an alcoholic, you got to be able to say, "No, I'm not going to do that tonight." Or if you're a drug addict, you got to say, "I don't want to do that." But you have to say something. If you don't say something to yourself, you're just going to go ahead and do it. Just like if you're seriously overweight, which I was, and I had to go on a special diet that was very few carbs. I had to start telling myself, "No, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to eat those donuts. I'm not going to do that stuff." And when you're turning from sin, you have to be willing to tell yourself, "I'm not going to do that stuff." And when it comes up, you'll just ignore it. When lust comes up in your heart, you'll ignore it. When you see that good-looking person walking down the street, you're not going to think about what would it be like to be married to them. You're going to just ignore it and go on down the street. It's not possible to completely ignore it completely, but you just won't focus on it. Number three you have to do is believe that Jesus Christ died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That means 500 years from now you'll still be here. 1,000 years from here you'll still be here. 10,000 years you'll be here. Where are you going to be? You're either going to be in heaven or in some other place that's not too good of a place to be. Romans 5:8 says, "God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:8. Then it says in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2:8 and 9. So now what you need to do right now is you need to pray if you're not sure you're saved and ask Jesus into your life. So I'll say this prayer and you go ahead and agree with me and say it while I say it. "Jesus, I thank you for being there and dying on the cross for me. I admit that I'm a sinner. I'm admitting that I've done a lot of things wrong in my life. I've probably said the wrong words, said the wrong things to people, done the wrong stuff. But I want to be righteous, God. I want to be the kind of person you want me to be. I want you to teach me how to be a better person. I'll try to turn away from these sins. And when I see it coming, I'll tell myself no. And whatever it is, God, I want to be forgiven. And I thank you, God, for the fact that you will forgive me. And now I ask you, Jesus, come into my heart. Fill me with your Spirit. Cleanse me. Cleanse my heart. Make me a Christian. And I confess publicly now that I've accepted Jesus. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Romans 10:10. It's not up to us completely to do all the things that it takes to get to heaven. And even it's like in even healing and miracles in our life. Zechariah 4:6 says this. And God's talking to Zechariah. And God answered, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying," Zechariah says, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of the hosts." In other words, it's not by might, like your strength, not by power, your vitamins or your might, that your muscles, but it's by God's spirit. It's not the way you hold a sword or something like that. When you need something answered, it's by God's spirit. You just tell him and let him take care of it, and then ask God to help you. And someday you're going to be able to get to touch the sky too. We have to learn not to be afraid of not being saved, because once we've asked God to forgive us for our sins, we're saved. And if we commit another sin, it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Also it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. We have to learn to have courage that we're going to be okay, and we have to ask God to help us to be okay. And whether we understand everything, maybe your Aunt Mary or your Aunt Martha died, or your Uncle John died. You don't know why they died of that sickness that they had, but you have to trust God that he's got a plan. And maybe that person's life was done. Maybe they did everything they were supposed to in life. But you have to be courageous and plan on moving ahead and wanting to see your family. And don't be discouraged. It says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. It's important that we learn holiness and sanctification, which is all includes keeping the laws from God's book and trying to do the right things. And if we see ourselves headed towards that donut and we know we shouldn't eat it, we say, hey, no, I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to wait. Maybe you get a donut in a month or something like that when your blood sugar's down and when your weight's down a little bit. But you have to put it off. Sometimes you got to give yourself a reward, like say, hey, if I lose a pound, then I can go down there and get myself, if I lose a couple of pounds, I'll go down there and get myself something to eat, a small piece of candy or a little roll or something like that. And that's what I've been doing. But you know what? You've got to be strong and courageous, and you got to try to be successful. And it says in verse 8, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord will be with you wherever you go. Sometimes, even when you're working on a car, you have to be courageous, because it looks like there's so many parts. If you're a mechanic, you got to take all these screws out and you got to put them all back in, and you got to get them back in the right places and get all the pieces in there. And sometimes it just looks like it's an insurmountable problem. And I had a car recently that was leaking oil out of the top, and I was really discouraged. I called my son, who works on cars, and he came over and took it apart, took all those bolts out, lined them all up in little plastic Ziploc bags, and replaced about 17 gaskets. My car has, instead of one big head gasket, it's got a bunch of little ones, little round ones, look like big thick rubber bands. And he replaced all those and it fixed the problem. And I was so glad, and I did pay him for doing the work. Jesus loves us and wants us to come home, and he doesn't want us to have to come home worrying. And someday we're going to get to go home without worrying. We're going to be able to rise up and meet him in the air. There's some rules that are in the Bible. They put in Romans 8, 9, and 11 about some of the things we're supposed to do. It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. Romans 8:16. For walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 17. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to the other, so you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now this is sort of like the thing where you know you can't eat the donut, and you want that donut, and you know in your spirit you shouldn't eat the donut, but you still want it anyway. It may be like men or women that are lusting after someone they see walking down the sidewalk, wishing maybe they had a different partner that wouldn't argue with them over something. But you know what? You got to ask God. In verse 18 says, but if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Now these are the things you don't want to do. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and of such like, the which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now maybe you've done one of these things in the past, and you can ask God to forgive you. As it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if you're going to go right back out and do it again, when God looks down here, or when you look down, your relatives look down, what are they going to say? Oh, that guy is still going after that donut. He's still lusting after that person on the street. But it says that, verse 22, the fruits of the Spirit, and these are the ones we're supposed to have, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they are that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another. We have to be strong and of good courage, just like it said in Joshua, verse 9. We don't want to be afraid. We don't want to be dismayed. We want to be the kind of people God wants us to be. And someday we are going to get to go to heaven and see Jesus up there. And we don't have to keep worrying about fear. Someday we're going to go up there, we'll look up there, and we'll see our relatives waiting for us at the door to heaven. We'll know our sins are forgiven and we're free from this worried world. We won't have any worries weighing us down. We can just go right up there to heaven and walk into heaven and say, Mom, Dad, brother, sister, I'm glad to see you here today. I'm glad you made it, and I'm glad I'm here now. Jesus loves me, and I know He loves you. He wants us to come home. Come home, come home, all ye who are weary, come home. Jesus wants us to come home. That's just a little bit of a song that my mother used to sing. He wants us to come home. He wants us to be Christians. He wants us to do the things we're supposed to, and He wants us to get there. He don't want us to be repeating our sins over and over and over. We need to ask God to forgive us for them and tell ourselves, hey, I'm not going to do that again. In fact, I'm going to reward myself if I get through this week without doing that by doing something special. Maybe I'll go to some store and buy some little thing I wanted if I can do better. I think it helps to reward yourself sometimes when you've done the right things. And also, you got to pray. Continue to pray. Pray in Jesus' name and ask Jesus to help you. Tune in again next time for our Bible study. We love you. God loves you. Your family loves you, and they're waiting in heaven.